You are Locked On the NFL, your daily NFL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. How is everyone this wonderful Friday evening? You're probably listening on Saturday. Who knows? Maybe who knows? As we do every Friday, I have my bookie pulled up in front of me. I'm going to pick games straight up and against the spread, starting, boom, right off the bat with the Eagles at the Jags, the early game in London. I'm a former NFL scout, former college scout at Pitt and Akron for almost four years there, a year with the Browns, was at ESPN for 10 years after that. You and I have been chatting for quite some time here at my bar. And like I said, we were brought to you by my bookie, and I have them pulled up right in front of me. The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites against the Jags. No Bouye, which makes it more clear to me that, you know, Ramsey's probably going to be almost exclusively on Alshon. I think that allows for Aguilar to have a pretty good matchup, but can he take advantage of it? Ertz is going to get his targets, Goddard's going to get his, but that's tough sailing against those linebackers in the middle of the field for the Jags. Man, I wish I could trust the Eagles' running game a little bit more, and for that matter, the Jags' running game a little bit more, but the Eagles' run defense is really, really good. So in the end, I think this is a really low-scoring game. You know, weird circumstances, weird time clock, you know, in a foreign land. I think the Eagles are just the better team, and when it comes down to it, I just trust Wentz a bazillion times more than Bortles, and who's to say Bortles even finishes this game, although he has played well in that neck of the woods. I just don't think they win by 3.5. I mean, I think it's close, low-scoring Eagle victory. This one, I'm going to sound like a homer talking Steelers here, but I don't think it's close. The Browns are getting 8.5 here in Pittsburgh, and their pass protection is crumbling, and the Steelers rush the passer well. They don't have a whole lot in the way of weaponry. I don't think they'll run the ball well, and the Steeler run defense is good. They're causing a ton of turnovers, and they caused, what, 6 in week 1 in the tie when these teams met the first time, and I think that's their path to winning this game if you're the Browns. But that's a hard thing to count on, and I think the Steelers will run the ball really well against Cleveland. And the thing that really sticks with me with the Browns is they're playing so many rookies, and they've had to play so many snaps, especially on defense, but both sides. The team looks like it's starting to kind of crumble. You know, that they're not a deep team. They're a rebuilding team. They're a youthful team. Welcome to the NFL. Here's overtime game after overtime game. That takes its toll, man. And I just think the team in general is starting to kind of crumble under the weight of and rigors of this league, where the Steelers are coming off a bye. We know they're much better at home. I think they mop the floor with the Browns and kind of make a statement out of it after tying them in week 1. Denver goes to Kansas City. They're getting 10.5. This is the third time Mahomes has played the Broncos in, what, 8 NFL games? Pretty crazy. And Denver's the team that's held him in check the best. Okay. I mean, I guess I get that, but this is in Kansas City. You're not going to get Freeman, so I do think Philip Lindsay has a big game as a runner, as a receiver. Get him in your fantasy lineup. But is that enough to keep up with Mahomes and Hunt? And Hunt looks really good. And Hill and all those guys, I absolutely don't think so. 10.5, that half keeps sticking with me, though. I think Denver's really going the wrong direction, too. I don't trust their quarterback. I'm going to take Kansas City, and I'll give you 10.5, but that's a pretty darn good line, if you ask me. I mentioned before, we are brought to you by my bookie. I've been doing this a long time, and people are always asking me, you know, my opinion on bets, and that's, you know, probably a big reason you guys are tuning in as we speak. But it's really just as important where you bet as opposed to who you bet on, and that's why I always do it at my bookie. You know, you win, they pay. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me, and they absolutely are. They have live in-game betting. Big fan of that. Over-unders on fantasy points scored and their most rewarding player perks in the business. From what I hear, the World Series is going on. Go do that. I know hockey's been full-fledged. NBA. Of course, all these NFL games we're talking about. College. I mean, so there's much to do at my bookie. And they are slammed. I mean, I've told you this before. that they do such a good job that to better serve you, they want you to make your deposit after 7 o'clock Eastern. And that, then if you do, they give you 25 free bucks. I mean, it's the best deal ever. As long as you deposit over $100, they'll put an extra 25 on top of it after already matching your money dollar for dollar. But you have to use our promo code. It's LOCKEDON25, LOCKEDON25, all one word. That's how you activate the offer. So visit MyBookie online today. Don't forget to use our promo code, LOCKEDON25, and you'll claim up to $1,000 in free play, too. If you're willing to hold out to after 7, you get the extra 25 bucks for free. You play, you win, you get paid. So I am going to go back to MyBookie and go check these lines. We just talked Broncos-Chiefs. Jets are going to Chicago. Jets have a lot of skill position injuries. The Bears are 8.5-point favorites. Are they the type of team that should be favored by 8.5 over anyone? At home, I'm buying it. I just think the Jets are pretty darn beat up. You know, Tremaine Johnson's not going to play. He would match up on Allen Robinson, who's questionable, but even if Robinson doesn't play, there's just a lot of weapons to defend with the Bears. Tariq Cohen, namely, you know, Burton. I think Gabriel's a really good player. They're using him well. I can't say I trust Trubisky. I probably trust Darnold a little more, although Trubisky's creating more big plays, but his supporting cast is so much better, especially when you consider the defense. I think the Bears D is in for a big, big feast game here. I'll give you 8.5. Washington is a 1.5-point road favorite in New York division battle against the Giants. Does Vegas know something we don't? I mean, Washington's pass rush, Peterson, they're a much better team than the Giants right now. And they just lost Snacks Harrison, who you would think would be a real asset to try to slow down an interior power running game. And they really didn't even stop the run that well with them. You know, they're down a corner now in Apple. I'm not real impressed with Alex Smith, and those weapons are kind of hard to figure out. But I think Washington controls this game on both sides of the ball. Real trench game. They rush the passer so well. And Eli doesn't like the rush. I mean, I think they win this game by a touchdown or so. That being said, I can see Barkley getting free a couple times, and I absolutely am calling it now that Odell just embarrasses Norman. And maybe Eli won't get him the ball, but I bet when we watch the coach's tape after, we're going to say Norman ain't able to keep up with Odell. Seahawks are getting 3 in Detroit. Lions added Harrison. Although their defensive tackles weren't terrible against the run. It's more of a linebacker thing and just overall team thing. But I do think that's a boost. I think the Lions will have success running the ball. I like their offense an awful lot. I know the Seattle D is probably better than it looks on paper. There's no doubt about that. And they will absolutely try to run the ball in Detroit, and that's going to be the key for the Seahawks. And they'll probably have success. I mean, just adding Harrison doesn't mean you all of a sudden are a good run defense. But I think the Lions put up a lot of points at home. I think the Lions are starting to turn the corner, starting to buy into Patricia. I'll give you 3 in Detroit. Tampa goes to Cincy, and the Bengals are kind of reeling. They're still 4.5-point favorites. Some injuries on both sides of the ball. I still don't think Cincinnati or the Bucs will run the ball well. But I do think Winston puts up big numbers. You know, like this is a start everyone fantasy type of game. He'll probably make some mistakes, as he always does. I also think A.J. Green explodes. Mixon explodes. Bucks really don't have answers for those guys. But their D did play a little better first week after under the new D.C. I think the Bengals win. I don't trust them as much as I used to. But by 4.5, I don't think. I think this is probably a field goal game, something like that, 2-point game with a lot of points. So I'm going to take the points there on the road. Baltimore's favored in Carolina by 2. I kind of don't get that. Like, to me, Baltimore's a much different team at home and on the road. Like, if this was in Baltimore, yeah, they're going to win. You know, I really feel strongly about that. I think Carolina's a good team. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of points in this one. I think it's close. But in a low-scoring, you know, defensive-minded game, I don't really trust Flacco and that offense on the road all that much. I'll take the home dog for sure. Do they win? I'm going to say they win. I mean, I think it's like a 14-13 Raven or Panthers victory. So if you're going to give me two on the road, I'm cool with that. I would think it's a lot of short passing, and the Ravens feast on that. I mean, so again, it's going to be tough to move the ball, I think, for both teams. But when in doubt, home team, I'll take the home team here. Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we will finish it up with, yeah, there's like four or five more games here. All right, all right, all right. We have the Colts going to the Raiders. The Raiders are getting 3.5 at home. I'm sorry, I just think the Raiders are junk. I think it's over. Their defense is terrible. I think Hilton goes crazy. Luck's been playing extremely well. He's back to being on that path of being a truly elite quarterback. There's rumblings about Carr getting traded. Lynch is out. Where are the weapons for the Raiders? I mean, what's the home field advantage going to be? I mean, how high on the team are they going to be in Oakland? You know, like I could see the fans start to turn on this team. And, oh, by the way, they're leaving town. Like, it amazes me that I would take the Colts against anyone as a road favorite and give you 3.5. But I think they're much more fundamentally sound. I trust both sides of the ball much more. It'll be a statement to me, though, if the Colts do what I think and win this game, you know, by more than 3.5, cover against a bad team. But I think with Luck, they're ready to do that. Dude, talk about bad teams. Arizona's getting 1.5 at home with the Niners coming there. I'm going to take Arizona to win. That's not an upset special, but maybe it's wishful thinking, but I think Leftwich figures out how to unleash David Johnson. I don't know. Those Niners corners without Sherman, I think, have a tough day with Kirk and Fitzgerald. I'm a Rosen believer. You guys know that. Their defensive line's going to have a tough time blocking them, all those linemen for the Niners. Other side of the ball, the Cardinals' run defense is so bad, which is just such a bad formula against Shanahan. But I do think they will have success on the ground. I think Kittle has a big day. Garcon's not going to play, so you're going to get Peterson on Goodwin. That favors Arizona heavily. So running game slash Kittle versus David Johnson slash Larry and Kirk. I'll take the home team there. If you're going to give me points, I'll take the home team without question. All right, I'm kind of going to go off script. Not off script, but I'm not going to be all that analytical with this one. Packers are going to the Rams. Rams are at home. They're 8.5-point favorites. And to me, they're the much better team. And is Green Bay going to get Aaron Donald blocked and his other cohorts? Probably not. Are they going to run the ball against a not-so-great run defense and stick with it? Maybe. The other receiver is going to be factors outside of Adams. I don't feel so great about that. I really don't feel great about the Packers' defense in any capacity against these guys. And that's not even a knock on the Packers' D, but man. But here's where I'm going with this, is Aaron Rodgers coming off a bye, starting to look healthy before the bye. I think it's magic time for AR. I mean, I think this is going to be one of those games that you remember throughout his career that he's geared up for, that he's got a little extra for, that he's a little healthier than he's been for, and he puts on a magic show. And I still think the Rams win, but when you're done watching this game, I think you're going to say, boy, that's a really good Rams team. And they just did battle against Aaron Rodgers by himself, you know, like, and he almost pulled it out because, wow, he's that freaking good and he's back in a big way and is a total superstar. I don't think he gets to the victory, but I bet he keeps it close and just makes throw after throw that you just go, wow. That's what I'm predicting there. Here's the game of the week, really, is the Saints go to the Vikes. Saints are a one-point favorite. A lot to look at here, and I broke this game down for ClaytonFootball.com. It's a hard one to judge right now because there's a lot of major Viking injuries right now on defense, which obviously is a problem against the Saints. If Rhodes plays, I think you'll see him more on Diggs than Thielen. I don't think Ingram has much success running against these guys. But especially if Barr's out, I think Kamara has a nice day as a receiver. I absolutely trust Breeze. I mean, not only is it on the road, but it's in a dome. Thomas will probably see a lot of Rhodes if he plays. I said Rhodes before. I meant Lattimore, by the way, in terms of the Vikings receivers. Will Apple even play? I'm not sure. But Thomas will go to the slot where they target him often. And then I think Smith will have some good matchups outside. I just think the Saints are in a better place right now. They're going to have a hard time. Their line's getting a little better, by the way, than the Vikings O-line. But they're going to have a hard time getting Cameron Jordan and those pass rushers blocked. The Saints really stuffed the run well. I think their defense is starting to come around. It's been simplified a little bit. Cousins is playing well. But in a duel like this, I'm going to take Breeze over Cousins. I'll give you a point, even in Minnesota. Last game, Patriots at Bills, 14.5. I don't really like the Pats defense all that much, but Stephon Gilmore's playing really well, and he's a perfect matchup just to shut down Kelvin Benjamin. And I would think that McCoy is going to be Belichick's number one objective to take away. The quarterback play in Buffalo is, oh boy. And the Bills D has some things you like. It's well coached. They're decent pass defense. They can rush the passer a little. They're pretty decent at every level. But I just think three and out by the offense, and you keep giving the ball back to Brady, that he picks you apart. And heavy James White game. Sony Michel's not going to play. We're not sure if Gronk will, but he grew up in Buffalo. This is his hometown. My hunch is he dresses for a Monday nighter. And that Brady throws 4 or 5 touchdowns, and they win pretty handily, you know, by a lot. I mean, like 35-10 type of game. So 14.5 does sound like an awful lot for a home team. But I think the Patriots offense really hitting its stride. So, all right, guys, that is a wrap. I'll be back Sunday night, and I'll get 3 reporters, and we will talk about the going-ons around the league. All right, over and out.